USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer has been asked to resign, and there's three different reasons as to why. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he asked Spencer to leave because he bypassed chain of command and talked with the White House to quietly resolve Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's demotion. President Trump is tweeting that large cost overruns contributed to Spencer's firing. Spencer himself has released a letter. He says he was fired because of his refusal to follow an order that he thought would violate good order and discipline, saying it was unethical. Some winter weather is forecast for this weekend in the Midwest and Northeast. AAA's Jeanette Casolano.
We recommend leaving any day other than Wednesday. Wednesday is definitely going to be the worst, especially between the 2 and 7 p.m. time period, depending on which city you're in.
This is USA Radio News.
How to make the holidays happy? We turn to the holiday experts at Boston Market for the scoop. Chef Tony Fialho, Director of Culinary Innovation.
There's so many things to be thankful for this time of year. Our goal is really to make sure you have the most memorable Thanksgiving that you can have without some of the stress.
His personal favorite?
Our complete turkey meal for 12, from our roasted turkey to our mashed potatoes and gravy, cranberry relish, stuffing, to our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, and our beautiful apple and pumpkin pies.
What else? Be prepared.
You want to make sure that you have everything that you would need for your family, any extra water, soda, things like that. And I'm always telling folks, they don't have to create all their dishes from scratch. You can order sides a la carte. And, of course, we're open on Thanksgiving, so you can always stop by one of our restaurants and pick up a side.
And their website has some great recipes for leftovers, too, like turkey hash or vegetable stuffing pancakes.
And then one of my favorite things to add is a nice sunny side egg up on top. Makes a beautiful breakfast for you and the family.
Check out BostonMarket.com for more.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is now running for the Democratic presidential nomination. He made it official in a video.
Mike Bloomberg started as a middle-class kid who had to work his way through college, then built a business from a single room to a global entity, creating tens of thousands of good-paying jobs along the way. He could have stopped there. But when New York suffered the terrible tragedy of 9/11, he took charge, becoming the three-term mayor who brought a city back from the ashes.
The video featured numerous shots of him with Black and Hispanic people. Bloomberg polls poorly with those voters, partly due to the stop-and-frisk policy that was a hallmark of his mayoral administration. Hong Kong protesters took a pause to go to the polls. People showed up in record numbers voting in municipal elections that are widely viewed as a referendum on the pro-democracy movement. Pro-democracy candidates clinched nearly half of the seats on the ballot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Pope Francis is on a four-day visit to Japan. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The Roman Catholic leader drawing tens of thousands to a mass at Nagasaki's baseball stadium. Earlier, the Pope called for the abolition of nuclear weapons around the world. He was touring the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Both were bombed with U.S. weapons in World War II. He called nuclear weapons indefensibly perverse and immoral. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer is now calling on airlines to make sure that parents and children sit together if they want to do so, despite a 2016 law that was designed to remedy the situation. Schumer is now urging the Transportation Secretary to act.
I have sent a letter to the head of the Department of Transportation saying, put out these regulations ASAP.
He says the airlines have a responsibility to put families first over profits and fees.
You can book a flight with a bunch of seats together, and for some reason when you show up, the seats are separated. Now that's okay if it's four adults together, but when there are kids, it's a real problem.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.